It's been called a week-long music and entertainment orgy. South by Southwest, out of Austin, Texas, is an annual celebration of music, film, and the Internet. This year's show concluded yesterday. Independent radio producers Benjamin Walker and Mary Bridges hung with the bloggers, the Friendsters, the Craigslisters at the conference's interactive site to create this audio postcard for Day to Day.
I'm probably best known in here by the weblog I create. If you happen to know me at all, you probably do know my weblog.
You know, I run a blog. That's what I do for a living now, which is kind of, you know, kind of weird right off the bat.
I blog with lots of different hats. I sort of have a couple of group blogs I work in that are like very focused, one on politics and one on sort of like community gaming. And then I also have a Mo blog, a photo blog.
It's like, you know, if there's another Mo blogger, you knew them. It surprised me at how closed it was.
We're talking about a me-centered universe here.
I think one of the things that's becoming... I'm becoming really used to is when I go to a conference seeing everybody with laptops on Wi-Fi. And I think it's becoming sort of standard thing that when you go to a thing like this, that you can be able to get online, you can like blog, and you can, you know, take notes and chat to other people.
It's what we would call in radio dead air, because you see people sitting in circles and they're not blind or anything. They all have speech capacity and everything, but they're all doing their own little thing, instant messaging people, and it's static instead of dynamic.
If the question is why do people sit on their laptops, it's because it's a comfort zone, and it's a way to communicate. It's a more freeing medium sometimes.
Now what's happened is that you're getting the speed of instant messenger on weblogs, and so if somebody links to you, you'll find people linking back to you within minutes. There's a term that Japanese researchers have been using. It's called the full-time intimate community, and it's more about presence. The content is just the carrier signal for people transmitting presence to each other. It's, if you look at it, it's good morning, I need a bath, I'm hungry, da 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 da.
One of the panelists had IM up, and I asked him a question over IM. And so it was like, not only he was speaking to the audience, and he was speaking to individuals on his computer screen.
I checked my email 5 times while I was sitting in the panel.
I was on this one, watching one panel, and the content didn't really jive with me, but one of the panelists had these awesome cowboy boots, and the whole time I was like checking, I'm trying to get the angle, and then finally after I like whipped up there and just took a picture of his boots, I was like, oh, that was the best panel, because I got the shot. They were all trying to take pictures in Moblog. It's kind of, ooh, that's really weird.
Email, instant messaging, SMS, IRC, weblogs, comments, this is the web. Folks, this is 2004.
I think Americans always think about cyberspace and real life as two different places, but in countries where you have mobility, the network is part of the real life, and that's a very different experience than sort of diving into cyberspace 2 hours a day or 5 hours a day.
Voices and clicking keyboards from this year's South by Southwest Interactive Conference in Austin, Texas, thanks to independent producers Benjamin Walker and Mary Bridges, and to Joey Ito, Mee Kennedy, Pete Rojas, David Jacobs, David Horisco, and Sam Ruby.